Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there, welcome back.
And over on Heart's Home, where we had a key message from the guides, gotta call mom. Yes, yes, and these people don't look like they're interested in calling mom. You know, as I'm watching all this and was putting this video together, I got to tell you, I went from being hungry and thinking about what to eat to feeling nauseous and just this realization of what we are really truly witnessing that's underway right here. So, breaking chaos in Tapucha, Mexico, where migrants from all over the world, including China, the Middle East, India, Central America, South America, are awaiting passage to the USA. Why? Why now? Why now? Why now in such numbers? Why now? You know, this is such a huge time frame. Such a huge time frame. Right now, you know, gosh, you know, we could talk also about, as you see a little guy crying there, the fact that you have some lawmakers talking about sending troops into Mexico, you know, from the U.S. Mexico saying, you're not welcome over here. It's getting testy, and it is testy, to say the least. And, you know, this is what we've been talking about since 2017. Since 2017, been very clear about letting know what's planned. And, gosh, done numerous videos talking about the fact that the Trojan horse is the symbol of these times. The Trojan horse is in place, and it's in place in the U.S., and it's in place in all the NATO countries. Here you see with a shocking 920% increase, 920% increase in Chinese nationals crossing the Mexican border. Why do you think there's been a 920% increase in Chinese nationals crossing the Mexican border into the U.S.? And here you see Fox News capturing exclusive footage of an NGO in Brownsville, Texas, right on the border there, releasing Chinese nationals publicly due to lack of space to house them. Yeah, you know, here we have World War III basically underway. China is stating that they support Russia in every single way. I mean, shoot, those guys were having a love fest yesterday, Putin and Xi. I mean, they're. I think they became blood brothers. I think they cut their little fingers, and you know, or whatever the thing is. And you know, I remember doing that when I was like 12. It feels like it. And as you see here, this is Chuck Callisto reporting it as well. Everybody's looking. Everybody's watching, and a lot of us understand exactly what's going on. Oh, look. More Chinese nationals crossing our border illegally, coming into the country. Let's see here. Let's listen to what's said.
Hello? Hi, yeah. Do you speak English? English? Are you from China?
Good.
Yeah, yes. From China?
China.
And you're coming to America? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty obvious. Oh, look, here's more. Chinese nationals crossing border illegally, infiltrating our country. And we were looking at this yesterday, and I was asking Cindy her opinion. I'm not sure if there's any real sound here. I was asking her opinion. What does she feel like these guys are? Because I am of the same agreement.
Well, yeah, I mean, they just have an understanding of where they're from and where they're going, and it's drilled into them. So they have instructions.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, to me, I feel like these guys have something to do with a scientific nature. I think they have a scientific background. It's just my guess. And it's not even a guess. This is just what's coming through impression-wise. And yeah, there's a mission to be done. There is a mission to be done. As you see, several thousand migrants, mostly military-age men, arriving at the border of Juarez, ultimately headed for the U.S. Man, you know, it's like in a slow-mo kind of different fashion. It's just like watching some of the assembling of armies for one of those massive, massive battle sets to come. Biden administration flew migrants caught illegally crossing over from Canada to the southern border. Uh-huh. And then, of course, nothing ever gets done because it's not intended to. This is the thing. This is all part of a bigger plan. The Home Office has decided they will not be releasing any new numbers because of the sensitivity of the situation. Nigel Farage calls out the Home Office for refusing to tell the truth regarding the number of hotels housing migrants in the UK. And, you know, there was one brutal one, which I didn't put up to show, in which a group of migrants in Ireland were accosting some of the local girls and literally decking them. It's pretty bad. It's pretty sad. And again, the migrant situation is one in which this is a perpetual situation on Earth in a dark age. And it's not even just Earth. This is the bigger picture. As above, so below. Moments ago, we encountered a 2-year-old boy, unaccompanied minor, who was abandoned at the border, according to a migrant woman who found the boy. A little dude. Look at this little dude. He's wearing a makeshift ID with a Louisiana address on it. We encountered them with a group of Chinese nationals who just crossed illegally into Texas. Texas DPS South assisted the unaccompanied minor. Yeah, you know, I feel bad for people on all sides of this. In reality, the United States will stand with Taiwan in the event of a military attack by China and along with its partners secure peace through strength. So says former U.S. National Security Advisor Robert C. O'Brien in Taipei Tuesday. And this is from the Learmouth Hotel in Edinburgh, which will be housing migrants advertising for a new chef. Apparently, experience or familiarity with Asian Middle Eastern cooking would be beneficial, but not essential. Starting pay is 10 to 12 pounds an hour. Yeah, do you see a trend here? And the other thing that I want to ask you guys, have you noticed this? Because I have seen tons of suggested tweets here. I don't follow this. But I have nothing against Chinese history or anything like that, or the Chinese people. I think that it's fascinating to explore different cultures. Oh, absolutely different cuisines. That's one of my specialties. I love to cook authentic, different ethnic foods. That's like a passion of mine. I love it. Love it. And, you know, variety is the spice of life, especially when it comes to food or culture and cuisine. But this is being forced on us now. It's being put out there. And there is... I think it's called Shen Yun, something like that. Shen Yun, which is like an artistic show that goes by. It's like a big play. And I never asked anything for, you know, let me know when tickets are available. And I keep getting emails saying, oh, well, you know, coming to Dallas, coming to Houston. I never showed any interest in this. Everything right now is about introducing to us, getting us in the U.S. and NATO countries, used to being run by Beijing. Because that's really what's happening here, is they're getting us used to this. And we, you know, this is part of their plan.
Well, you know, from what I can see, it's a very... that they're doing very slow... very methodical. What I can see in the energy is that the people who have all the money and make the rules, they can see they can get a lot more out of this service if they just do things slow and steady instead of a huge jerking shock. So a lot of things that are happening is that old frog in boiling water, you know, that frog doesn't really know what's going on until it's too late. But this is where we got to do our part and just keep situating ourselves so that we're not dependent on any boiling water.
Yeah, I love to every now and then throw out a question for you guys. Do you remember who did the song "We're Turning Japanesa" back in the 80s or 90s? I forget who did that, but I can remember it in my head. But we're not turning Japanese. No, it's more like we're all living in you know, CCPville is what this is all about. Because when you look at this, when you look at the technologies that are being put in place, when you look at Amazon and, you know, all the scanners, the palm, the facial, the iris recognition, all that's over in China anyway right now. But it's going to be here. And it's going to be here very soon. And it's all being put into place. All this is being done to make an easy transition to when the BRICS nations, led by China, are, and truly, you know, under the puppetry of the, you know, few and all those groups, obviously, are running the show, which is not too far off. It's not too far off. We're getting very, very close. Biden HHS Secretary Javier Becerra is completely clueless as to the 85,000 unaccompanied migrant children lost by the Biden administration. Yep. And so the Fed rates, the Fed did hike the rates 25 basis points. So, you know, as far as affordability of you know, first-time home buyers, all that, it's going to be less affordable. This is also going to help accelerate the housing market decline. So you'll see housing prices drop. One thing we have noticed, because we look at the market all over in different areas throughout the U.S., it does seem like a lot of people are buying up the properties that are in the countryside. Absolutely, as they could read the writing on the wall. U.S. Treasury Secretary Yellen: I'm working closely with Financial Stability Oversight Council on restoring capacity to designate non-bank financial institutions as systemic, subjecting them to regulation. Failure to raise debt ceiling will cause economic and financial catastrophe. Default will cause loss of confidence in the United States dollar reserve currency status. This was a recent tweet. But then again, we see all the alignments with all the BRIC nations. We see all these countries asking to join BRICS, including Mexico, including, you know, Saudi Arabia, who was very closely aligned with the U.S. and, in fact, was for years the number one customer of buying our military equipment. And so they've reversed. They've switched direction. Isn't it fascinating how everybody switches direction all of a sudden? It's because it's all guided from above. It's all a puppet show. This is all part of a bigger, bigger plan. Meanwhile, sleepless night after that Pakistan-Afghanistan quake did kill 13 people. We send our prayers for everybody over there. There was a 6.5 in Argentina as well that struck recently. It was felt also in northern Chile as well. It was relatively deep, so, you know, probably not that much damage done. Now, this could do damage to your appetite if you don't like being on ships. You know, that's pretty rough. I've been out in some rough seas that can make you a little bit nauseous. That would certainly do it.
I don't know. You'd think there'd be a sushi buffet available.
Good one, sweetie. Good one. And look at this little guy having fun. This is what we all need to do. We need to get out there and have fun. This is looks beautiful wherever he is. I'm feeling maybe Thailand or something. Ah, yes. Get out and play in nature. Nothing better. Again, you know, be aware of the signs of the times. Get yourself as, you know, situated as you possibly can. I understand fixed incomes and lack of mobility for so many people. It's completely understood. But just, again, take care of yourselves and be as prepared as you can be for your situation.
You know, what I really liked when I picked this one out is what I do is I read the soul. I look at people's soul. And this little guy, he has the soul of a little child. And it's just so beautiful. He's having such a great time. And it was just so enjoyable to feel him play, not just watch him play, but feel him play.
Yes, and you know, I'm blessed to be married to what I think is the most special woman on the planet. By no offense, ladies, there's a lot of wonderful, amazing ladies out there, but I feel so amply blessed to be with somebody that is just so gifted. And I think we keep it a little bit of a secret on the channel here just how gifted Cindy is. As you know, when we have our regular sessions with different people, some people every 2 weeks, a lot once a month as well, and hearing about the positive change in people. And you know, one person was sharing with a family member that was having a lot of issues and they're doing great now, and then another person was sharing about a tumor on a dog and it's gone now. So you know, again, I give thanks to be able to share time and space with this wonderful person and with you guys as well.
That's very much a ditto.
God bless and namaste.
Namaste.